the Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a whopper of a Wednesday edition. Got a fine code devil joining me in the studio soon. He's Batman Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And we're leading the day with both your phone calls at 844-967-2789 in conversations about a desperate Donald Trump. Can't get no money. He's got to go see the loan sharks, the narco-terrorists, Poot. You know Putin's always got some money for his boy. Let's start with the phone call. Steve, listing on AM 950 up in Minneapolis. Steve, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, buddy. I just want to give you a heads up of potential legal action against you. It's a woman from Scotland. Her name is Eleanor Morton, and she has a TikTok video claiming that she is, in fact, Satan's legal representative. And therefore, she wants a cease and desist on anyone calling themselves Devil's Advocate.
Well, she's going to have to see my fine lawyer. I got a few Devil's Advocates myself, man. I got all kinds of legal counsel. Bring it, sister.
I think
we could probably partner in some way. Satan and, you know, us here at Devil Radio, I think we'd find a compromise position, Steve.
Yeah, she's pretty good. You should check her out.
I will do so. Steve, got any other political thoughts for the day?
Well, rats keep winning the rat race as far as Trump's concerned.
That is so well said, Steve. Thank you for listening. You know, I didn't realize the Satanists were quite so possessive. You know, you think they'd want us to gospelize, spread the devil's word. You know, I'm just doing it for the branding, but some people, they believe. Here's a little bit more. I believe I could take your phone call if you called right now. 844-967-2789. Trump had a reaction overnight to the Mazur's news. Trump lashed out, shocker, at the prosecutors for scaring the poor accountants out of Mazur's USA. You know, they scared him into firing Trump. In a four-page statement, I didn't know the man was capable of four pages. Must have dictated. Former President Donald Trump responded Tuesday night to the accounting firm Mazur's decision to sever ties, which he has been called a disaster. Which has been called a disaster for his company. See, I'm a great reader aloud. We've got some sound here, don't we? I'm looking at you, Evan.
I can't find any quality clips.
Okay, if it's not quality.
Train wreck, yeah.
You know, he did go on Hannity last night as well. And I didn't watch that live. I was watching the Badger game. Great victory last night for the Badgers, beat Indiana. So I didn't watch Hannity and Trumpster, the exclusive. He always tells you. He uses the former president's account when he's doing a media appearance. Normally it's either Hannity, maybe Tucker, or he tells you he's going on OAN. But when he's making a big announcement, you know, that always comes out through the super PAC. And then eventually his spokesperson will go pin it up on Twitter. Anyways, we have a great company with fantastic assets that are unique, extremely valuable, in many cases, far more valuable than what is listed in our financial statement. I'm sorry, I'm being redundant with the Trump voice. My company has among the best real estate and other assets anywhere in the world and has significant amounts of cash. Where do you think he's stashing it? It has relatively very little debt, which is totally current. I guess he must have gotten caught up. He went on to share figures from a 2014 statement of financial condition prepared by Mazur's, the same firm that said disavow all the financial statements. He brought it out to brag about it before claiming that his company is currently worth $8 to $9 billion. That seems like a lot of jing. Here's what I would point out. Ron Johnson was bragging or bemoaning the fact his net worth only doubled, you know, over the last, 10 years? Should have quadrupled. But Donald Trump in 2015, January of 2015, about 7 years ago, showed up in Iowa, kind of sent the Christian conservatives all a flutter, bragging about how rich he was, how proud we would all be when his financial disclosures, you know, he had a few audit things, but as soon as he was done with that, he was going to release his taxes and he was going to wow us all with his financial strength. And he said at that time, his net worth was $10 billion, at least $10 billion. Now, 7 years later, he's claiming he's worth $8 to $9 billion, predicated on financial statements from 2014 from an accounting company that has said, we disown the man. Do not trust any of the math on the paper. So, no, he's brought great evidence. The accounting firm's Mazars has been threatened, harassed, and insulted like virtually no other firm has ever been. They were essentially forced to resign from a great long-term account by the prosecutorial misconduct of a highly political but failed gubernatorial candidate, Letitia James. Didn't she withdraw? I think she wanted to prosecute Trump full-time. I think that was her higher calling. And the Hillary Clinton-run District Attorney Office of Manhattan. You know, it's hard to Trump voice the whole word salad, where crime has reached levels not even thought possible. I mean, this guy's losing his stuff. You know what I'm saying? But his pushback, it's kind of thin gruel. And if he comes looking to borrow some money from you, probably answer no. 844-967-2789. I believe it's Merrick calling from Eureka, California, KGOE country. Welcome, Merrick. What do you got for us?
I'm just curious to why everybody has to go to Brussels to meet with some person that we're not aware of in order to make decisions. Seems like the good guys go there, the bad guys go there, and we're all just sitting back wondering what's in Brussels. I haven't been, but I did know a person one time that was trying to loan me some money. Name's a little popular. Bath, we'll just leave it at that. And he also went to Brussels. So it's just curious to me that, you know, we all watch the puppets, but we don't really watch the fans. That makes sense?
No, sir. Not even a sliver. I have no idea what you're talking about other than Brussels. But I do appreciate you listening on KGOE 1480 AM and the new FM out there. It's a little devilish in its own right, 92.7. Sorry, sir. I'm trying, but I didn't follow. A little bit more from Trump. I'll spare you the voice. Mazars' decision to withdraw was clearly a result of the AG and the DA's vicious intimidation tactics used